Ghana's Black Stars and the Samba Boys of Brazil are set to engage in what many have described as an intense friendly at Fulham's Craven Cottage Grounds in London this evening. Brazil won 1-0 when the two sides met in their first international friendly in Sweden in 2007. As the Stars pledged to put up an impressive performance to boost their form, the Samba Boys look poised to maintaining the status quo. Rosemary Gazy now previews the match.
Despite the absence of some key players in the Ghanaian lineup, today's encounter between Africa's ever-inspiring Black Stars and the pride of the Americas, the Samba Boys of Brazil, still promises to be a thrilling one for all football lovers. The Black Stars' 2-0 home win over Swaziland in the Nations Cup qualifier last Friday seem to have boosted their confidence to match the South American giants boot for boot. The London game offers the Stars an opportunity to perhaps halt the Samba side's dominance over them, having already suffered two defeats, 3-0 at 2006 World Cup finals and 1-0 during the first international friendly of the two sides in Sweden. To break the jinx, Goran Stevanovic's lads will have to step up their efforts following Mano Menezes' massive shake-up in the Brazilian team, and especially with the comeback of former World Footballer of the Year, Ronaldinho. But interestingly, the Brazilian side is equally faced with some challenges and now have a breed of young players following the team's poor showing at recent Copa America in Argentina. Football analyst Carl Tofor says he does not expect much from the Stars in today's game, but rather advises the team to pay more attention to the Ghana-Sudan competitive match coming off next month.
These days, let's call it spade a spade, friendly matches are not exactly what many people tend to believe in, because what tends to happen is that after about 60-65 minutes of play, they just do what they call total changes, and that to me takes away the whole competitiveness from it. However, beating a nation like Brazil, granted that they are no longer the number one and have not been so for more than a year and a half now, I think it will be an achievement, but let's not read too much into it. To me, there are more important matches, and I prefer to lose to Brazil and then win against Sudan next month when we play in the Nations Cup qualifiers. I prefer to lose to Brazil and win that one, because that one carries much more clout than this one against Brazil.
Some Black Star fans at the nation's capital tell of the expectations in this evening's friendly.
I strongly believe in Ghana this time around, because if you look at our recent match, the one that they beat us by a lone goal, you could see that Ghana really had opportunity to score, but then we don't have a scoring ability. But I certainly believe with a combination of Dominic Hadia, with a good delivery from Andre Dede Hayu, Kojo Asamoa, with the likes of Sule Ali Montari, Ghana will be triumphant.
Looking at last Friday's match, I feel we'll do well. Brazil, inevitably, are a football nation, and for what I think, they might give us a tough time.
If Ghana really defend well, Ghana can beat them.
I think this time around, it will be a draw.
This time, I hope.